be all around us. We shall not be put to flight. By faith we know we have the victory, and no matter what the cost, we will fight to rescue hopeless sinners. Not a soul must ever be lost. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
All right, everybody. I am back. OPBC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church. The church meets in Northfield, Minnesota. Right there in the middle of town, right on the main drag of town, they just get to see us all the time, our sign there. Isn't it amazing? And like I've always said, I am Northfield's favorite son. I am truly Northfield's favorite son. So because of that, I figured it would be wise if we were just front and center, right there in Northfield, right there where they could see us, right there. Anyway, so that's where we are. Now, I am back home. We got home Monday evening to snow on the ground and slippery conditions. But we were in Kansas, had a good time there. Man, I didn't only eat barbecue one time. I ate barbecue two times. We went there Thursday night, and then my father-in-law is like, hey, I got a great idea. Let's go there tonight. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll eat it again. Man, was that good. That was really good. Anyway, so, and I got some seasoning. I bought the seasoning. I bought two big things of Joe's seasoning. Man, they're huge. 30 ounces. Big, huge things. So, anyway, good stuff to season my pork with and my other meat with that I smoke in the smoker. All that good stuff. So anyway, we're back in town, got back on Monday, and good to be home. I got to be honest with you, I don't sleep really well in other beds, especially if they're not really super good beds, and my back doesn't do well with really bad mattresses. But anyway, so who was the first group of singers you played? Well, I don't know. I don't even remember the first song that I played. If you tell me what the song is, I can tell you who it was. I don't even remember. My memory's not that good. It just kind of goes away. So you'll have to remind me what the song was. Then I can tell you which group that was. I don't even know. I don't even remember what song I played first. Can't remember it. Sorry. Oh, that was Ben Everson. Okay, now I remember. Ben Everson. That was his new song, It's Still the Blood, if that's the one you're talking about. Ben Everson is on YouTube, and that was a good song. I don't always agree with every single song that he plays. Some of it's a little too contemporary for me, but most of it is good, is really good songs. Those are his old hymns. And they're pretty good. People have differences with slight differences in music, and I try to be careful. But with all that. But anyway, those are good songs. Darcel McCoy here. This is that channel right there. If you always wonder who's that deep guy singing that, man, who's that good, got that good voice there, sings My God is Real and Victory in Jesus. And well, that's him. That's Darcel McCoy. He passed away years ago. He's in heaven now singing better than he ever has before. And my wife grew up listening to him when she was a little girl. She heard him sing, anyway, so that's who those people are there. Powerful voice. That's right. Yes. A lot of these voices. I try to find good music for you. I try to get a number of different good albums. I do like Allen Ives' voice, too, as well. But you are the yodeler, Carl. That's why you like that. Joe McDonald, good to see you on here. Man, I'm glad to be back. I didn't get to hunt this week. I read the permit wrong. And it doesn't include this week. But next Saturday is freezing cold. A week from Saturday is black powder muzzleloader season. So I'll be back out there muzzleloader season, and I got to redeem myself here and get to it. But anyway, so that's okay. You don't plan for funerals, of course. So it's just the way it goes. Now, some of you that are new to this broadcast, if you're listening because you saw Kanye West on here and maybe you don't usually listen to this broadcast, I do a little bit in the beginning of music and a few different things like that. So I realize if you're not used to getting that exact information right away, it might frustrate you a little bit, but you'll be able to fast forward it in the future if you listen to it again or whatever. But we are going to talk about Kanye West today. We are going to revisit Kanye West. Now, I wish I wasn't right about Kanye West. I really do. I wish that I was wrong about Kanye West. But I'm not. I told you 3 years ago I wasn't wrong about Kanye West. I'm telling you now that I'm not wrong about Kanye West. However, we're going to dig a little bit deeper because it gets into these Hollywood sacrifices. It gets into really, what's going on with Kanye? I mean, what? Well, in short, I asked the Lord to show me some things in the scriptures. I wanted God to show me some type of mind control things and things like that in the Bible. Because my authority is the scriptures. If I don't see it there, it's hard for me to believe it. Now, God warns us about these things. Now, we're going to talk about Kanye. We're going to talk about, in short, let me say this before I get to the scriptures here. You might ask the question, Pastor, do you believe that Kanye West is a wizard? Yes. But Pastor, do you believe that Kanye West is mind controlled? Actually, I would say Kanye West is a sorcerer and there are people that control him. Absolutely. And Kanye West is controlled. And now, let me say this. Let me say this to you, okay? You may be wondering, Pastor Cooley, is there such a thing as mind control? Yes. Pastor, do you believe that Kanye West thought that he was a real Christian? Yes, because he was programmed to. Because he works for Satan. And he was given over to his lusts. He was given over to his own lusts. If you take the bait, everyone that works for Satan's kingdom is offered the same thing that Jesus was offered. Every high profile person that is an influencer in this world, a sorcerer, a magician, a wizard, you see these guys on, they sell their soul to rock and roll, right? They sold their soul for rock and roll. We see other things like that. Things about Hollywood people. DMX, an old guy way back in the day. They asked him, he said he sold his soul to the devil. It was a small price to pay for fame. Britney Spears is another one that is a mind-controlled slave. Given over to their own lust. their sin is still their fault. Their arrogance and their sin and their pride and everything. But are they sold into it? Yes. They take the offer. There's an offer that is given to them and they accept it. I'm telling you, you listen to me. Somebody said you need to crash the Transgender Day of Remembrance vigil. Where is this at? John Q. Smith, you tell me where it is. Anyway, these people are offered something. Justin Money, I never thought he was a Christian. Let me tell you why I believe this. Number one, that I believe that Kanye, I believed from the beginning that Kanye West was a fake. Number one. Because the word of God says there would be. And he fit the criteria. Number two. I've been fooled by one of them. I've been fooled by one of them. That's it. I've had people in my ministry that literally were offered some before they got to my ministry. They were offered something by Satan. They lied and said they didn't take it, but they actually did. And it was the power to deceive. And I'm going to show you this through the scriptures. I've had a man look at me and tell me very plainly, very plainly, look at me and tell me that he was sent by Satan to infiltrate churches. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding you. I'm not joking. I'm not being dramatic. I'm telling you the absolute truth. I have no reason to lie about it. I get nothing for it. I don't make any money on it. Nobody buys my books. I don't have any. Nobody buys my tapes. I don't sell any. I'm just telling you the truth. Now, my authority is the word of God. And then secondarily, I've seen it by experience. I've been burned bad. I can't even tell you the amount of emotional pain, distress, depression, discouragement, and surprise that comes from the absolute shock to the mind that comes from that. And I'm not being dramatic. I'm not over-exaggerating. I'm not doing any of that. I'm telling you the absolute truth before God. I have no reason to lie about it. I'm telling you that I've seen it with my own eyes. I've experienced it, and I've been burnt by those little satanic plants. And by God's grace, had I been in sin, I would have went down. But because God preserved me, kept me, and I was not living wickedly, by God's holy grace, he preserved me, he preserved his church, and he will preserve all of his people if they will follow him. Because they're saved by the grace of Almighty God and have the Holy Ghost of God. And God only lets those little satanic devils go so far, and they don't get to go any further with God's people. I've had the same man look at me and say, Satan wants me to be Judas to you. And look at me and tell me flat out, completely flat out, that he was trained to do it. Trained to infiltrate churches and destroy them. Tell me he's a vampire. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. But these people take an offer that Jesus rejected and that all in Christ have rejected because they are born again and Christ wrought the victory. That's why they can't do that mind control on God's people. That's why they can't do those things. That's why they can't see the fruition of what they would like to do. They can attempt it, and Satan can mess you up bad in your mind. Even saved people can mess you up bad in your mind, but they don't get to go as far as what they do with lost people like Kanye. Man, I hope this makes sense to you. I really do. Because to some people, it's going to sound crazy. But it ain't crazy. I'm not crazy. I've seen it. I've seen it in the scriptures. I've seen it personally. And I've seen it with Kanye West and others that are like him. And I'm going to show you today the point of his conversion was actually the point of his satanic immersion. And I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. And I'm going to tell you what, it ain't like no charismatic joke. It ain't like Frank Peretti's piercing the darkness. It ain't like some crazy stuff. I'm telling you, when Satan's done with you and he's used somebody to try to deceive you or to infiltrate a church, you're all standing around looking like, what in the world just happened to me? Kind of like Bugs Bunny when he gets bonked on the head by something and they're seeing stars. Yeah, look. Here come the trolls. Here come the trolls. We better not talk about this. Better shut that preacher up. Man, you can't even begin to shut me up, you stinking troll. But this is the offer that Jesus refused is the exact one that they accept. The exact one. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him. By the way, Tracy, thank you for sending me that article, because that article that you sent me is what prompted this broadcast. So there you go. Then was Jesus led up. Now look at this. It says, when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. The answer said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Hey, now check this out, okay? I just want to tell you something. I had not planned on going to this scripture, but I asked God last night, God, will you show me this? And God waited until I started this broadcast to show me this right here. I had not written those down in my notes. I had not written that text down. God showed that to me. Amen. I asked him to. I asked God, show me it in your word. Show it to me. And he did. Praise the Lord. He did right here. He just gave it to me right here. Ah, amen. You know why? Because God made it so after I got burned all those years ago and I went through that stuff, preacher, you're never going to have it happen again. It'll never happen to you again. And it'll help you to help thousands of people out there. And it'll never happen to them if they listen to the truth, what's in the scriptures, and you preach the word to them and you warn them. It'll never happen again. Here come the trolls. Bring them on. Here they come. Ha! Wonder why. What's going on? I'm stepping on some little satanic hooves right now. Keep it going, preacher. Keep it going. All right, here it is. And he saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil take him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things all these things will I give thee. Right? Look what he says here. If thou wilt fall down and worship thee. Let's see. Anyway, all right, so I was looking at something else on there. That's what it says. All these things. What are all these things? The world. That's what they're offered. All these things. That's the world. Fortune, fame, money, power. All these things. If thou wilt fall down and worship thee. These people are offered those same offerings. They are offered to be able, if they will fall down and worship Satan, he will give them everything they desire. Fame, fortune, money, influence, satanic power over the masses, fortune, fame, and finances. All of it. All of it. And what did Jesus say? The same answer that all of us say in Christ as born again believers. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. That's the answer. The answer is we serve the Lord God. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We serve the Father in heaven. The Lord thy God. So when you look at this, you see the offering that was made. And Jesus denied it, rejected it. But those that become mind-controlled slaves of Satan and very famous and wealthy ones accept it. They accept it. They accept the offering that is given them. And that's what happened with Kanye West. He accepted it. And ever since then, he has been a mind-controlled slave. Now, the scriptures tell us that there's power that are given to these people, and it's power to deceive. When Satan is given, when they have satanic power, it is power to deceive. They have a desire to deceive. They have the ability to make themselves look like the ministers of righteousness. The Bible says, and no marvel. Right here. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. They do become, according to their work, transformed ministers of righteousness. That's who they become. And that's what they do. They have the power to deceive. That's what they have the power to do. And it is what they do. This is the work. They can make themselves like Kanye West, who is mind-controlled under satanic power, to deceive the masses into thinking that he's a Christian. Even reformed guys, these reformed guys were coming out supporting Kanye West. And I'm like, this guy is not saved. He planned it. They planned it. The powers that be, the elite. They planned it. They planned to deceive the masses. And it worked. Millions of professing Christians bought his Jesus album. Millions of professing Christians supported him. Fake ones like Joel Osteen. Supported him. Millions of people supported Kanye's work. While he was married to a known witch. And the Kardashian family, who are absolute mind-control-slaved witches themselves, they're controlled by higher powers. But they're controlled by higher powers. Now, I'm going to get into this, but you can see what the scriptures say about it. That's who these people are. That's what, and they have power to deceive. You have to understand, a mark of the Antichrist is the power to deceive. Here it is right here. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed at his time. There is a net, the power is to deceive. They get ill-gotten gain. They make boatloads of money. And they do very well to deceive. But they come in to hurt churches as well. They come to hurt churches as well. That's one of the things that they do. Kanye infiltrated a bunch of churches. So now we have Kanye and we come to him personally, specifically. Things have changed for Kanye in the last 3 years. I think he's tried to break some of his programming. I think he wanted to get away from Kim Kardashian. I think this man's right that says this. This is the vigilant citizen. And I don't know anything about him. I really don't care much about that, to be honest with you, as far as who that guy is. But Kanye started saying some things. Now, sometimes they reveal things or they say things to throw you off. But one of the most interesting things about Kanye I want to go back to 2016. In 2016, there was a man. This man is called a physical trainer. Now, Kanye credits this man with saving his life back in 2019. But now he admits that this man didn't save his life. This man threw him in, had him thrown in a medical facility, had him drugged, had him mind controlled, reprogrammed, and Kanye came out a Christian with a whole new flavor. Something changed with Kanye when he went in. That guy's not a trainer. He's a handler. That guy is in charge of that guy has been trained in psychological operations with drugs. And that guy works for Hollywood Elite. And that guy controls the elite in Hollywood for people. For people that are very influential and wealthy people that have it in its best interests.
Well, rapper and entertainer Kanye West appeared on David Letterman's Netflix show recently. While there, he said something pretty true, obviously true, but rarely said out loud. The American left has suddenly decided to bully the rest of us constantly. Watch.
Have you ever been beat up in your high school for wearing the wrong hat?
I've just been beat up because people didn't like me.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying.
The idea is the bullying.
Who's the bully in this scenario?
Well, definitely liberals bully people who are Trump supporters. It's not just calm. You can't just go and wear the hat. You can't just go. It's like, F you. Like, it's like, bro.
Author and columnist Mark Stein often wears the hat and can speak directly to this. He joins us today. Hey, Mark, good to see you. What do you make of this?
Well,
Okay, so it really doesn't matter, but the point is that he comes out a mega Republican, right? In 2016, he changes his hair, which is another way that they try to break programming. Britney Spears, I don't know where I have the article on Britney Spears, but Britney Spears, if you look at her, she shaved her head to try to break her programming, to rebel against her programmers. Okay? So Kanye West, right? Kanye West, in 2019, he said, after his hospitalization, he found God. In 2016... Kanye West said he was a changed man. The self-proclaimed greatest human artist of all time previewed his long-awaited album, Jesus is King, right? As well as his complimentary film of the same name in front of hundreds of fans at the Forum in Los Angeles, California. The listening party... Okay, so West says that Jesus walks, which is Kanye, by the way. He's Jesus. That's who he's really singing about. Now that I'm in service to Christ, my job is to spread the gospel, to let people know what Jesus has done for me. Wes began in the preview clip. I've spread a lot of things. There was a time I letting you know that high fashion had done for me. I was letting you know what Hennessy had done for me. Now I'm letting you know what Jesus has done for me. And I'm no longer a slave. I'm a son now, a son of God. I'm free. Wes went on to explain to the radio host that he used his 2016 hospitalization, where he was reportedly treated for temporary psychosis and sleep deprivation. As a means of pulling himself out of the funk he was in. The most space that I had to think is when I went to the hospital, said West. One of the things that happened when I went to the hospital is I started reading the Bible and started writing and copying out Bible verses. And a person came to my house that wasn't a Christian, listen, and told me, come over. And 30 minutes later, I was in handcuffs headed to the hospital. The father of four said that he thinks that had it not been for this unnamed individual paying him a visit, he might not be alive today. Do you understand this man came and took over his mind? Right? Took over his mind. And for a purpose and a reason. Got him back into control. Got him back into the mind control and him to be the obedient servant and slave that's performing. So what did he come out with after? So wait a minute. So what you're saying is this mind controlled, some dude, he says back in 2000, remember this is 2019. Look at the date stamp. This is 2019. He's reminiscing about 2016 when he's in the hospital. Okay? So he's reminiscing about being in the hospital back in 2016. In 2019. His story is that this man saved his life. And he became this Christian because of this man and his influence. Now, speed ahead. Here's the man. This personal trainer, Harley Pasternak. This handler, somebody that you wouldn't think. By the way, let me back up and remind you, I hate Hollywood. I hate everything about Hollywood. I exposed Hollywood over 10 years ago about everything Hollywood's satanic roots. These people are of the devil. They promote the devil's religion. They promote it all. They are devils. Did Kanye expose Hollywood's personal trainer? Yeah, he did. He recently posted on social media a text message he received from his personal trainer, Harley Pasternak, and it was not about doing more push-ups. Pasternak threatened to institutionalize Yee and get him drugged out of his mind. Are those the words of a personal trainer or an MK handler? The chaotic path of Yee, formerly known as Kanye West, is the entertainment industry, is also revealing one. The bizarre events and controversies surrounding the rapper, combined with his outspoken nature, have provided rare glimpses into the dark side of Hollywood. So he's like breaking his programming right now. He's like fighting it. Look what he says about him. What should be obvious by now is that I was raised to stand for my truth regardless of the consequence. So I will say this again. I was mentally misdiagnosed and nearly drugged out of my mind to make me manageable, well-behaved celebrity. Yeah. Controlled. Controlled. So this is trainer. How is this trainer, this physical trainer, how would he have all this power? Right? How would he have all this power to do this? Because he's not just a physical trainer. He said this to Kanye. I'm going to help you. One of a couple ways. First, you and I sit down and have a loving and open conversation. But you don't use cuss words and everything that is discussed is based in fact. And not some crazy stuff that dumb friend of yours told you or you saw in a tweet. Second option, I have you institutionalized again where they medicate the crap out of you and you go back to zombie land forever. Play date with the kids just won't be the same. In the text message, Pasternak threatens to institutionalize and medicate Yee, even stating that he'll be back in zombie land forever. Obviously, those are not the words of a regular personal trainer. Those are the words of a handler who exerts extreme power over a celebrity who happens to be insanely rich and influential. The text message refers to Yee's 2016 internment where he was handcuffed and forcibly hospitalized at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. Guess where Yee was when this happened? At Harley Pasternak's house. Guess who called the authorities because Yee was acting erratically? Harley Pasternak. See? They even found him there.
Here Harry and Meghan, they are celebrated.
Hang on, this ad will end in a second here. And then you'll see, this is the original video of this guy. See, he didn't anticipate the news following him, somebody seeing him.
Just quick statement, is he good? Thumbs up.
Is this during a workout? Or?
See that? This is the guy. Well, who is this guy? Harley Pasternak worked for a long list of celebrities, many of which were discussed on this site for being industry slaves, such as Lady Gaga, Megan Fox, Ariana Grande, Rihanna, Jennifer Hudson, and Gwen Stefani. Another notable client of his was Brittany Murphy, who died in mysterious circumstances. Another notable client of this was Mac Miller, who also died in mysterious circumstances. Pasternak also worked with Ellen Page, who became a transgender man, Megan Fox, who drinks blood in rituals, Miley Cyrus, a child star MK slave, Katy Perry, an industry slave who recently malfunctioned, and of course, Kim Kardashian, the figurehead of Hollywood's most prominent coven. In short, Pasternak appears to be a link between Hollywood stars and the occult elite that seeks to control them. What better cover for such an operation than a personal trainer? From 2005 to 2007, Pasternak worked at Canada's Department of National Defense. Oh, you mean a military industrial complex? Studies the cognitive and psychological responses of humans to drugs and other stimuli to create better soldiers? Huh. What was he doing there? It's kind of weird for a Hollywood trainer to be there. Huh. Well, that's weird. That's kind of strange, ain't it? Human performance in stressful environments. Simulation modeling of the human in complex military systems. Human issues in command and control. Team performance and collaborative behavior. Psychology of malicious intent. Social and cultural factors. Check it out. Listen to what they said.
Lucky enough to have him as my graduate advisor. And the area of that I was interested in was how drugs and food affect muscular performance. And
when you say drugs, are that like performance enhancing drugs? Or are they
all just kinds of drugs?
Oh, right. Okay.
So working for the military, I wasn't governed by the same laws that the typical person was. So I could.
Oh boy! So working for the military, I wasn't governed by the same laws. Meaning I could use mind control drugs. Meaning I could use things to hurt people. Meaning I can. We worked on MK Ultra. That's pretty much what he's telling you. What he's telling you he was trained in psychological operations. And all these movie stars that everybody thinks they have free. They look at these movie stars and they think that these movie stars have freedom and the life of liberty and luxury and everything. No, they are slaves. They are slaves, friend. They are absolute slaves. Hang on, I'm looking for a Bible verse here. Give me a second. Or a second. Let's see if I can find the one I'm looking for. Give me a second. Let's see. Let's see. Here it is. Here it is. Turn here. Second Peter. Second Peter. Chapter 2, 19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for whom a man is of whom a man is overcome, of the same as he brought into bondage. There you go. There you go. That's it right there, isn't it? Now, oops, let's go back to our video. Sorry about that. Here we go.
Look at the impact of certain drugs that are not everyday things. So we looked at a drug called modafinil, okay, which was for narcoleptics. So if you give a soldier this drug, how long could they stay awake for without having any health detriment?
Is that used now as one of these brain drugs? I've heard the name before somewhere.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. Modafinil, it will keep you awake, but it's not a stimulant.
Really?
So if a special forces person has to stay awake for 3 nights waiting for the right opportunity to do whatever they have to do, we could give them modafinil and it would keep them alert. I did research on a drug called acetazolamide, which is for use at high altitude so you don't get altitude sick.
Yeah, let's have a conversation, but you ain't going to send Harley.
Yeah, he's going to cuss, so I got to stop that, okay, because I don't have this bleeped out. But he's going to talk about, oh, you're going to send Harley Pasternak, you're going to send Puffy, you're going to send all these people over to talk to me. And he basically says that he talks about, I don't care if you have a video of me with bestiality with a goat. And when I heard that, I was like, can we stop it with all the everybody's a tranny and there's no real women in the world? Can we please not do that on this broadcast? Please, I'm begging you. Can we not do that? Oh my goodness, can we not do that? Please. Anyway, I'm just going to keep going. No, I don't think so. I think it's stupid. All right, anyway. I'm going to keep going. All right. He said, working for the military, I wasn't governed by the same laws that typical persons. So I could look at the impact of certain drugs that are not everyday things. So he talks about these, and he's talking about Kanye West, he's talking about what he's been through. This guy, he's part of the, see, they called this guy up, and he's the fixer. When they need to get them back where they need him, they get him drugged and they get him sent to a hospital. Why? Because they're trying to think normal. By posting a simple text message, he revealed an important fact about Hollywood. Several celebrities are attached to handlers who act as a liaison between them and the occult elite that own Hollywood. These handlers are deeply embedded into the lives of these celebrities and exert great power over them, if need be, these handlers. Well, you know what, Nikki? I really don't care because I don't look at Victoria's Secrets. So I don't care what they are. It really has no bearing on me because I don't look at porn. I keep myself free from porn. By the grace of Almighty God, I don't look at naked women. So then it doesn't matter to me. Oh, I pray your eyes are open that you see that everybody's a tranny. Yeah, okay. That's one interesting prayer there. That's one interesting prayer. I pray that your eyes are open, that you see everybody's a tranny. Real likelihood of that one getting answered is going to be pretty amazing. That stuff just, you know why that stuff annoys me so much? It's because people use it to totally detract away from things that are actually provable. Plain as day. Exactly. I've been deceived. And you need to pray for me because I don't believe that everybody in the world's a tranny. Okay. Whatever you say, Nikki. Whatever you say. Good story. Good story. How about I keep doing what I'm doing and you keep doing nothing like you're doing? That'd be great. See you around. Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about Nikki anymore because Nikki's done. I'm so sick of stupidity. Anyway, all right. Here we go. In past articles, we've seen examples of such individuals, for instance, after the bizarre death of Whitney Houston, the shady Hollywood handler. Raphael Van Exel was identified as a powerful and destructive influence over her life. He actually admitted to removing evidence from her hotel room after she was found dead. Sam Lutfi, another insider who lurks around numerous celebrities, was deeply involved in personal lives of Amanda Bynes and Britney Spears right when they were descended into MK-fueled breakdowns. Remember that with Britney Spears? Remember this? Who remembers this? What was that? That was a breakdown. And they have them. Lots of them have those. Lots of them. And when they have them, they always rebel against their handlers and they go nuts. And that's what she did. That's what she did. Shaved her head, got fat, made herself look ugly. All of it. Why? To rebel. To fight against the programming. I'm telling you, it goes back. These people accept the offer of Satan. They give themselves over to Satan and they become agents of Satan. That's what happens to them. That's who they become. That's who she is. That's who Kanye is. Why? He already sold his soul to the devil. He already did it. And I'm telling you, when they get to the place, when they get to the position and the place where they fake being Christians and they infiltrate like Kanye, I believe they're reprobate. They never come back from it. I do. I absolutely believe it. I know a man right now who I believe is an absolute reprobate that did the same thing, that said he was working for Satan. I believe it. And I believe him that he was. And that he still is. But I don't believe he's ever going to be saved. I believe he's going to die and go to hell. I absolutely believe that. Seen it. Watched it. Watched it unfold right in my church. Watched it happen. So I believe it to be true. So, let's see, what's this one here? Now, Here's another thing that Kanye West started talking about. He literally confirmed that his mother was sacrificed by Hollywood. I mean, do you believe it? Do you? Yeah, I believe it. Because it's a common theme. Who else has been like that? Men like Michael Jordan. I believe this one's okay. I believe we can play this one. I don't think he cusses in this.
They try to suppress you, but that's how they try to categorize
you. They can't control me. You get what I'm saying? They can control Shaq. They can control Charles Barkley. They can control LeBron James. They can control Jay-Z and Beyonce.
But not you, man.
But they can't control me. You not see, you. It ain't no name I won't name. Right. It's up.
Not you.
You know what I'm saying? And just for Minister Farrakhan, I love you, but the way you read that, I took that as a slight. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking no disrespect from nobody, so let's get on the phone and let's talk that out. I don't care who you are. I ain't taking no slice from nobody, right? I ain't taking no slice from nobody. It's God. That's the only person that I serve. My mom ain't here. My mama was sacrificed.
Me too.
You understand?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure
Michael too. Jordan, what about him? His daddy, right? Bill Cosby, his son, right? Dr. Dre, his son. You know, out in Hollywood, a lot of people come up missing. Feels like it might be.
Well, now, there's a lot of truth to what he said. There's some, like, really horrific deaths that take place around these people. And one of the ways, tragedy and prosperity are two ways to control people. They are. And I don't think he's lying. I think he's telling the truth.
Be a lot of that in order to control, traumatize. They want to monetize and traumatize. And God loved me. You understand? They hit me. Gap, Adidas, all that away. Still, Forbes, who hate me, right? Had to write net worth $400 million. Jesus is king. God loved me.
That's more important than thinking in life.
That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? And this truth is going to be heard. Y'all can't send none of y'all Meek Mills, y'all Puffies, y'all Lil Boozy, none of these names, none of these people that have to listen to y'all because they're dealing with, they have legal. I never killed nobody, right? I'm the pussy that never killed nobody, right? But that means I can say whatever I want.
Right. So what he's saying is that, you know, they don't have anything on me. Right. They don't have anything on me. So therefore, they can't put me in prison. That's what he's saying. They don't have anything on me. Okay. He blatantly says that his mother was sacrificed. He also mentions the father of Michael Jordan, the son of Bill Cosby, the son of Dr. Dre. All dead under strange circumstances as well. He mentions artists such as Meek Mill, Diddy, Boozy, who are reduced to silence because the elite can easily send them to jail. While the average person, the theory of celebrity sacrifices sounds completely insane, it makes perfect sense in the twisted world of the occult. Elite celebrities who hail from the profane masses need to pledge full allegiance to the occult elite in order to enjoy the fame and fortune. It's to Satan. Who they, listen, what you have to understand is who they claim allegiance to is Satan. Those handlers just work for Satan. That's all they are. It's the same offer that Satan offered Jesus. And Jesus, being God, turned them down. Turned him down. In Yee's case, his mother was the obvious choice for a sacrifice. Understand the importance of Donda West to Yi. One simply needs to watch his documentary on Netflix. Based on decades of raw footage of Yi filmed by his friend Hootie Simmons, perfectly encapsulates the immense role of Donda in the rapper's life. Donda was not only a loving mother, but also heavily involved in his career. Judging from the footage, she was instrumental in keeping the boisterous Yi grounded in reality and focused on wholesome Christian values. Yeah, I don't think so. By sacrificing his mother, the Hollywood elite cut Yi's all-important link to the real world while traumatizing him in the worst way possible. He was introduced to Hollywood's sick and twisted bubble, completely unattached, allowing his handlers to have full control over him. So you have this guy who I think he does try to break away. I think he wants to break away, but he can't. He doesn't know how to break away. And it may all be part of the script for him. When Satan's done with these guys, he kills them. When he's finished with them, he kills them. He ends their life and it's over. Because that's exactly what the devil does with people once he's done with them. You know, these Satan just uses, and when he's done with them, he discards them. Look at Acts chapter 16 is another example of this. And it came, verse number 16, and it came to pass as he went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, "I command thee the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace under the rulers. See, this is, you know, they were angry because she made them a lot of money. And when Paul cast the devil out of her, it was over. So these people, when their purpose is finished and Satan's done with them, he'll discard them. He uses them, they control them, and then when they break their programming or their controls, when they break them, then they're probably going to die. That's the name of the game. That's what happens to them. That's the work that they do. And Kanye, he's just admitting. Look at Michael Jordan. Look at all these people. Do I believe it? Yeah, I kind of think so. I don't think he's lying about that. Bobby Burris asks, are these people really good actors or are they using the power of darkness? Both. Both. And by the way, Michael Jackson would stay up for days at a time and take different medicines and different things, different drugs to stay up days at a time to get the power, to get the revelations from Satan that he needed. That's just part of what they did. They all work for the devil. They've taken the offer. You could hear it in their songs. Eminem will say it. DMX says it. Kanye West said it. He called himself a god. Jay-Z and Beyonce. All of these people. They're controlled. They look like they're famous people. They look like, or they are famous people. They look like they're just, they get to do what they want and everything else, but they don't. Kanye West called himself God and he got given over to his own delusion. He called himself Jesus. He got given over to his own. Delusion. That's exactly what it is. Not new, not surprising. That's what Hollywood does. I guess this is what happens when your personal trainer has a background in psychological warfare and the study of powerful drugs on soldiers. So here's when Kanye West says that he started to read his Bible was after 2016 hospitalization. Kanye West's faith at the center of the new interview, which he says God brought him to his knees multiple times. The rapper, who is bipolar, also said he ran up onto the stage during Taylor Swift's acceptance speech in 2009 because God told him to. So he's saying that God told him to run up on stage and to do what he did. Which God? The God of this world. The God of this world, which is Satan. He is led by that spirit of Antichrist. He accepted the offer. All these things will I give you if thou wilt bow, fall down and worship me. He accepted the offer. And by the way, they say he's bipolar. No, he's not bipolar. He's mind controlled. So he has multiple personalities and everything else. Demons and devils and everything else. Addressing that time in his life on Cannon's Class podcast, Wes said it was after his spell in the hospital. Oh, his spell. In the hospital, that he started to read the Bible. Now, I know that's a I'm using a play on words, but am I? Am I using a play on words? He said it was after his spell in the hospital. Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. God brought me to my knees multiple times, he said. The first time that I was put in the hospital in 2016, I actually started reading the Bible. That was part of what God hit me with. You know, God has a calling on all of us, and he uses us in different ways. See? So he says God was calling him to do what he's doing. So everything that Kanye is doing now and has done happened as a result of a mind-controlled MK-Ultra instructor, a handler, grabbing Kanye, throwing him in prison, throwing him in jail in a medical facility, giving him mind-altering drugs, and programming him to do what he did. Okay. Well, do you believe that? Yeah. Yeah, I actually do. Because the Bible says there'll be those sorcerers that will come in. Simon the Sorcerer was one. He did that in the church. He was even baptized by an apostle, or by an evangelist, Philip. And then the two apostles came down to check him out, and then found out that he wasn't real. And he got exposed, and he became an enemy of the church. He was in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. He wanted Christianity because he wanted power. He wanted the Holy Ghost. He wanted to buy the Holy Ghost because he wanted power. That's what he wanted. See, all of these guys spit truth. All of them spit truth. They all give some truth, which makes their story very believable. And a lot of it is true, so people will follow them. People will listen to their music, buy their stuff. But Kanye West never had any repentance ever. Satan can only cover that so long. He can only cover that so long where after a while, he can't cover it anymore. Can't deceive anymore. It's going to come out in the open. I was around people like that. I was around a man like that. That he could only fake it so long. Then he finally exposed who he really was. And then admitted who he was. That's what they do. That's how they operate. That's how they get the power to deceive. You should have no problem. You should never trust these famous people as being legitimate Christians. You should judge them how you would judge anyone else who claims to be saved. What is the fruit of their life? Have they repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ? Have they turned from this world and the lust thereof? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Those things, what we look for is repentance. What we look for is that change of life. That's what we look for. We look for those, for the change of life and a turning from that world of sin and unrighteousness and evil. And they turn to the light. They turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they live for God and they serve him all their days. That's what we look for. We look for the power of God unto salvation. And then, and by the way, people can trick you. I was deceived by people for nearly 3 years, a person who mirrored and mimicked and tried to clone me. Tried to clone me. I don't mean literally like genetically. I'm talking about to be just like me. And there were signs and things that I should have saw that now I would see. That now I can see those things very clearly. Now I can see things and I'm not deceived by things like that. But guess what? They weren't me. And they revealed that they weren't real. God revealed it. God revealed that they weren't real. He revealed it. So you learn to be sensitive to things like that, and you learn to look for things like that because of different things. You know, because you've experienced different things like that, you learn to not to be deceived. So it goes on to say, West also spoke to podcast host Nick Cannon about his controversial interruption of Swift's acceptance speech at the MTV Awards back 11 years ago. Kanye says this, commenting on his actions during the conversation with Cannon, West suggests they were God-inspired. Right now, God has given me the information. If God ain't want me to run on stage and say Beyonce had the best video, he would have sat me in the front. He wouldn't have sat me in the front row. I would have been sitting in the back, he said. I wouldn't have made it so ridiculous of an idea because I had never heard of this person before. And Single Ladies is like one of the greatest videos of all time. And I was only drinking Hennessy because I didn't want to go to the awards show because I was set up. Do you see what he's saying? None of it makes any biblical sense. So God told you to go on stage and promote a Satanist Beyonce, a silly little satanic slut, and promote her song. Well, yes, the God of this world told you to do that, but not the God of the Bible. But the God of this world. The God of this world did tell you to do that. I agree with that. I agree with that. It is now, this was back in 2020. He was starting to see what was going on with the Kardashians, and he was talking about. So what happened, Kanye, during these 10 days? He was on David Letterman. While there's a shroud of mystery surrounding the bizarre episode, Kanye provided some insight. They handcuff you, they drug you, they put you on the bed, and they separate you from everyone you know. When you're in this state, you're hyper-paranoid about everything. Everyone, this is my experience. Other people have different experiences. Everyone now is an actor. Everything's a conspiracy. You feel the government is putting chips in your head. You feel you're being recorded. You feel all these things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. These things happen to him. Indeed, about 4 months after Kanye's forced hospitalization, his long-term collaborator Malik Youssef provided some important insight. I've been to his house, sat down with him for about 6-7 hours, just walking through his health and recovery. His memory is coming back, which is super good. He's just healing, spending time with his family. What happened? Mind control. So he bleaches his hair, right, when he comes out of the hospital. What did Britney Spears do after her hospital rant and everything that was going on with her? And she tried to rebel, shaved her head. What did he do? Dyed his hair blonde. See, so you can tell his like programming and everything is snapping. On July 19th, Kanye held in South Carolina his first political campaign rally, which was just stupid and bizarre. He said, George Soros knows how to build homes. That's what we would like to do. I would like to meet with George Soros. If that wasn't weird enough, Kanye also yelled, I almost killed my daughter. If that wasn't weird enough, right? A few days later, Kanye launched Twitter bombs aimed at the people closest to him. He deleted them about an hour later. Kim was trying to fly to Wyoming with a doctor to lock me up like on the movie Get Out because I cried about saving my daughter's life yesterday. In these tweets, Kanye is saying that Kim was trying to lock him up with a doctor. Reprogram him. Get him reprogrammed. And by the way, they tried to drive him insane. The entire movie that he's talking about, Get Out, is based on mind control. Indeed, the slaves are taken to the sunken place, a state of complete dissociation, using hypnotic triggers, elements of neuro-linguistic programming, and references to childhood trauma. In other recent tweets, he claims that the Kardashians are trying to 5150 him. He also states that he's been trying to divorce Kim for years while calling Kris Jenner Kris Jong-un. So you see, he's talking about, in other tweets, Kanye tells Kris Jenner that she's not allowed near his children because she recorded her daughter making a pornographic film. She got her daughter to form a pornographic film and recorded it. So, anyway, and he talks about Michael Jackson's feud with Tommy Mottola, who was the CEO of Sony, who had him MK Ultra'd as well. So, anyway, Kanye West or the Kardashians. She came out with a statement, right? When he's trying to break his programming, right? She comes out with a statement. What's the statement she comes out with? As many of you know, Kanye has bipolar disorder. Anyone who has this or has a loved one in their life who does knows how incredibly complicated and painful it is to understand. I've never spoken publicly about how this has affected us at home because I'm very protective of our children and Kanye's right to privacy when it comes to his health. But today I feel like I should comment on it because of the stigma and misconceptions about mental health. So anyway. He's like snapping, right? He's going back and forth snapping. Why? Because he's trying to break his programming. See, there's something in human nature, even if you're not a child of God or anything like that. But there's something in human nature to where you do not want to be controlled. It's only until you get saved by the grace of God that you want to be spirit controlled. You want to be controlled by the Holy Spirit of God, who is perfect, by the way, who would never harm us or hurt us. Right. I did a sermon years ago called You're Crazy, Mental Health, an End Times Attack Against Christians. That they would use mental health, that they would use those things to try to frame Christians to say that they're crazy. It's one of the attacks that they would make on Christians. And it's come to pass. They have used it against people. But see, like guys like Kanye are, they are there to make you look bad. That's why they're there. They're there to make you look bad. They're there to make me look bad. That's what their point is. If they can make us look bad, if they can make us look like we're crazy or insane, then they can disregard the truth. Now, Farrakhan comes into play here. How does he come in? Well, Farrakhan starts defending. Now, Kanye talks about Jewish handlers. Are there such things? Yes. Are there such people that are working for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world? Do rogue Jews run Hollywood? Yes. Do they work for the Pope? Yes. They do. They do work for him. And yes, there are Jews in high-level places that are antichrist, that hate God. Farrakhan is another plant by Satan. There's another one. That's Farrakhan. And Farrakhan has made a lot of money off of what he's done. And he's allowed to say whatever he wants. Is there truth to what Farrakhan says? Yes. The Bible says there are antichrist Jews and that they're enemies of the gospel. So that's true. There are handlers that are controlled. And they do run and control Hollywood. There's also Knights of Malta that control Hollywood. There's also the Jesuit order that controls through the various different orders of the Roman Catholic Church that rule and reign. Yes, yes, and yes. It's all true. But are they telling you all of the truth? No. Because the Jews that are in Hollywood are frontmen. They're Kabbalistic Jews. They're frontmen. Farrakhan is a frontman. All of these people at the top work for the God of this world. They all work for Lucifer. The Pope works for Lucifer. They all work for Satan. They are all led by that spirit of Antichrist, and they are waiting for that man of sin to be revealed, the son of perdition. So yes, are there rogue Jews that do that? Kabbalistic Jews? Yes. Are they in high places? Yes. Do they have power? Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. Absolutely. They work for the God of this world.
Kyrie found something. I want you to say that you are sorry for saying something that is anti-Semitic. And he kept telling you, I can't be anti myself. You didn't want to hear that.
So what he's saying is, he's saying, oh, well, he's pushing the Black Hebrew Israelite Muslim doctrine, the replacement of the Jews. He's pushing that. Race baiting.
I'm saying to the ADL, sir, we know you. And we know that we know you, and you know that we know you. Don't talk to Kyrie by himself. He can go and look at the horror of the Holocaust. Why don't you come and look at the horror of what your parents have done to Black people in America and throughout the world? Why don't you come and study and repent of your evil to us? If you want our brothers to come and sit with your rabbis and visit the Holocaust Museum, why not let one of our scholars come and sit with them? Because we know the Torah.
Now, they are all in the Masonic order, which is another Kabbalistic order, which, by the way, is ran by the Roman Catholic Church through its various knight organizations. What he's saying to you, he's saying some truth. Were there persecutions? Yeah. But don't ever forget, he's a Black Muslim. So the doctrine that he is speaking is not according to the scriptures. This is the same man that called himself Jesus, by the way.
By God's grace, we know the Talmud. And we know you and your history. Yes, leave our people alone. We have never done to you and your people what you and your people have done to us. We don't need to go see the Holocaust. We feel your pain because we're really human beings. You don't feel ours. Because to you, 1,000 blacks ain't worth the fingernail of a Jewish man. I've read these things.
Yes, sir.
Tell me something. How many of you would come and sit down and apologize to us for the transatlantic slave trade? You come now. Bring your wife and your children and tell us you're sorry for killing us, raping us, castrating us, and enslaving us, and making us chattel. Will you come and apologize? Our people can be like you. It ain't enough. See? If we tell you when you apologize, it's not enough. Oh, you trying to pimp us and hustle. No, reparation ain't pimping.
Yeah, it is, by the way. It is pimping.
Reparation is what we deserve.
No, what you deserve is hell. That's what you deserve. In the lake of fire for all of eternity.
For the pain and anguish that you have caused us to suffer. No. But you won't do that. You won't do justice by us. That's why judgment is on you now. That's why you can't live a day without another calamity. And they're not going to stop. It's going to get harder and harder because the God of justice has claimed us, Kyrie and Ye, and Durant, and Barkley, and Shaq. We belong to God.
See, so you see his, you see what he's doing? You see what his, the twist that he's doing? He's supporting Kanye. He's supporting the Black man. He's supporting, you know, their plight, so to speak. We all know that at the top, they're all Masonic. They're all Lucifer. They're all worshippers of Lucifer. That's who they are. That's what they do. That's what they're teaching. And they do hate the Jews. There is a lot of hate there for the Jews. There is. And a lot of that's judgment. A lot of it's judgment. But Kanye here, all part of this. All part of that. All part of that network. Right? All part of that network of mind-controlled slaves. All part of that who are big players in a satanic game. That's who these people are. And by the way, the reason I put Farrakhan is here in here, because I want you to understand that Kanye worships the Jesus of Farrakhan. Okay? That's who. Let's see if I can find that video. I had it somewhere. Oh, that's not it. I don't know what I did with it, but let me find it. Here's what he says.
I'm trying to tell you something. You're looking for Jesus, and he's hiding in plain sight. You don't know him. I am the little Jesus that walked among you, did miracles among you. The Million Man March was a miracle. Look at the multitudes that came out to see and hear Farrakhan. And all the while that they came to see and hear Farrakhan, what were the Jewish people thinking about me? It's right in your scriptures. All you have to do is take Jesus from yesterday and put him in today where he properly belongs. Jesus of yesterday was a prophet, not the Messiah. The Messiah comes at the end of the world of Satan.
Did you hear what he said? He just said that Jesus Christ is not the Messiah. Okay. Well, then what is this guy? Antichrist. I remember people trying to say, oh, he said Jesus. Oh, Farrakhan might believe in Jesus. Farrakhan believes in Jesus. He must be changing. God must be working on his heart. I was like, are you people that stupid? Are you really that dumb? Are you that spiritually deceived that you believe that? Now you hear it in his own words. He denies that Jesus came in the flesh. He is an antichrist. Let him be accursed. There you go. Now, why did I put that in there? Well, because Kanye, who he says he loves, Kanye loves Farrakhan. Right? Because that's the Jesus of the Masonic Order. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They serve that other Christ. They serve the Antichrist. That's who all of these people serve. Because they do not worship him according to spirit and in truth. They worship a false Christ. Jesus said it in Matthew 24. many shall come in my name. Here it is. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Kanye thinks he's God. They serve a false Christ. They serve the God of the Lodge. They serve Lucifer. That's who they serve. They serve a false Christ. There's higher up people controlling these people. And they are controlled opposition. And they are controlled for a reason. They are of their father, the devil, and the lusts of their father they will do. That is what they do. And that's who they are. Just like Donald Trump, the Jesus Donald Trump, the Phoenix Rising. Old Donnie, that's who they serve, the God of this world.
Oh, I want to see him and look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him and look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, just let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look toward the mountain height, and behold my Savior there leading in the fight with a tender outstretched hand toward the valley so low, guiding me. I can see as I onward go, before me billows rise from the mighty deep. Then my Lord directs my path, he does safely keep. And he leads me gently on through this world below. And he's a real friend to me, oh I love him so. And oh I want to see him, just look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On those streets of glory, just let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
All right, everybody. Well, God bless you. Now you understand a little bit more here about Kanye's story. And hey, pray for the guy. He needs it for sure. These folks really need prayer if they ever come back from where they're at. People that set out to deceive Christians like Simon the Sorcerer, I always see them go reprobate. I never see them come back. God's able to do it, I know. But I'll tell you what, once they go down that trail, they don't generally come back from that, friend. They just really don't. So it's a sad thing. You pray for us. Pray for our ministry. We'll be back on Friday. All right. Please pray for us. Friday we'll be back, Lord willing, and be bringing you a broadcast Friday afternoon sometime. A lot of people on today. Had about 80 people on here today, so praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for everybody that was able to show up, and then some. If you never said hi yet, say hi. If this is the first time you've been on here, there's about 70 people on right now. So say hi if you've never said hi before, and let us know how long you've been listening and everything else. If you can get on chat and just say hi real quick, that'd be a blessing. Number one, pray for our ministry. Number two, if you'd like to support our ministry, you may do that. We do take PayPal. You can support us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. That's the PayPal address that we have, salvationpreacher@gmail.com. If you'd like to mail something to us, there's our address, 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota. All right? If you would like to use Coinbase, cryptocurrency, or anything like that, you can do that. We have a Coinbase account that we've used before that people have used to be a blessing to us as well. Apple Pay, Venmo, and all kinds of other things. So whatever the Lord leads you to do. If nothing, that's okay too. You can pray for us. Okay, Samuel Hall. Yeah, it's been a while. Hope you're doing well. Piper, hope you're doing well. Meme Daily. I don't know who you are, but how you doing? Hope you're doing good. And the Ginja Ninja, I do not know what that even is, but okay. Big Whale. Big Whale, how's it going? Teresa's out there in the dungeon. Out there in the woods there. Freezing out there. Getting snowed on. Question and answer time. Oh, Ginja. Ginja Ninja. Oh, I get it. Okay. Hey, Jacob's a Ginja. Shane McCollin. What it means to be two-thirds saved. I have no idea what that means. Never heard that before. I don't know what that is. Mr. Guadalupe Melendrez. Hello from Los Angeles. Been listening for a year and a half. Well, praise the Lord. Somebody from California listening. No, we actually have a lot of people from California listening. I track it on Sermon Audio, the different folks that listen. But praise the Lord for that. Let's see if I missed anybody here. Make sure I didn't hear. Let's see. Well, glad you're able to listen from California there. They still let me in there. Pray Teresa gets a buck. She's out there hunting. All right. Shane McCullen. I don't know who that is. Anybody else want to say hi before we get out of here? A Big Whale wants a question and answer. Well, maybe we can do that, Big Whale, on Friday. I don't know about today. I'm done now. I've been on for 2 hours. I got to preach tonight again. I got to go do some walking and pray, and it's cold out here. Back to Minnesota cold weather. I got to go do some walking and praying and get ready and then eat some supper and get into preach tonight. Church. I haven't been there in a week. So anyway, Cindy Nelson, Miss Ann, hi from Chicago, Miss Ann. All right. Mary Teresa. We know Mary. Maria Perez. Did you hear Kanye's buddy Kirk said the lion and lamb will bow down? I did hear something about that. Hold on a second, Carl. This one, Carl. Let's see. All right. Heard shots after the sun went down last night. Hope they catch those breaking the hunting laws. Well, you can shoot a half an hour after sunlight. All right. Anyway, God bless you all. You take care. I'm gonna get moving here. When are you coming to the south of the Broad River? Here where I live. I don't know, man. I don't think they'll let me in Africa. I don't think they'll let me in over there, man. Let's see. Hey, that's where Carl sent me. Oh, well, we know Islam. We know what it is. You ever preach at George Floyd Square? No, probably near there. I've preached near there, but not there. Too dangerous. Oh, say hi to your son for me, Maria. All right. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad everybody got to be on today, and we had a good crowd on here. Still got 60 people on here. Praise the Lord for that. Hope you, anybody else want to say hi before I go here if you haven't yet? Yeah, Farrakhan, he ain't even a real Muslim. Yeah, you do need a church plant there. Big whale. I don't know where that is exactly. All right. Well, anyway, you pray for us, and we'll be back, Lord willing, on Friday. I got to put together some sermons here for this weekend and for Sunday morning and probably Sunday afternoon. All right, everybody. We will talk to you, Lord willing, real soon here.